week this week. Just listen to what God has for us to say and do what He tells us to do.
Good evening. Good evening. You seem a little dead this evening. I don't know why. Wife showed up last night. I don't know why we'd be dead in just a few short hours. Children, we've showed up to worship here tonight. That's what we've come to do. We've come to worship God. Anybody got anything you want to say? I don't know why the Lord just wanted me to. There's something. Has anybody got something on your heart you need to say or do? Anybody? Anyone? Amen, brother. Amen, brother. Amen. Anybody else?
You know, I'm a living proof. Never give up on the altar.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Pray for me a long time.
Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. Thank God. Amen. Anybody else? Amen. 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 What else?
I'd like to thank God for His love, His mercy, and His grace.
Amen, brother. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. So, preacher, we're taking up your time. It's not my time. It's God's time.
That's right.
I have nothing to do with any of it. It's by His. I was thinking His sister was singing. Well, I'm thankful for who He is. Who is He, preacher? He's my Savior.
Yes.
He's the one that's done it all for me. Everything.
Yes.
I was thinking last night about the victory. Boy, when God saved me, He didn't save me so that I could strive and fight all my life just to obtain victory. He started me off in victory. If I have anything but victory in my life, I'm outside the will of God.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know why the Lord wanted me to say that, but I guess it's out there. You can do with it whatever you want to this afternoon. Anybody else got anything? Amen, Lord. Amen.
Driving with the Lord, I'd spent, there's one service, you know, that didn't really kind of get me. I said, what is it? I got home, you know, next morning, sat around, and I was sitting there, praise the Lord, spent 5 hours up on the mountain because I had to get away from everybody. That was our time.
Amen.
There was something I had to know.
Amen. Amen.
And then He let me know.
Amen, brother. Yeah.
And that's what it takes sometimes.
Yes, sir.
You got to give up what's in this world, and you got to give away just you and God.
Yes, sir.
And show Him that you're serious.
Yes, sir. Right. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
And from that point on, He, you know, He's completely with my life.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
God bless you.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes, it was. Amen. But yes.
You got to hear the cries of babies last night.
Yes.
Yeah. How long have you longed for that?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
How long? I mean, each one of us.
Amen.
Have you longed for that?
Amen.
God is in that kind of business. That's
yes,
why
is.
We're here right now today.
Amen. Amen. And what else? That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. 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 anybody else. Preacher, why did you open the opportunity for testifying? When I was lost, I could endure Dean Rice, the preacher, preaching. My daddy preached all my life. I was able, I'd trained myself that I could grab a pew, or I could put my mind on a spot on the wall, or I could sing along with the song that was playing at the altar call. But when the people of God begin to answer His call, and do what they what He told them to do, I couldn't shun that. I couldn't turn it off from my ears. I could not listen to it. And it would convict my heart because I knew right then they had something that I didn't have. I believe it's important this evening, church, that the redeemed of the Lord say so. That these that's around us that are lost can hear that we have something that they need.
Yes.
1 Samuel chapter number 15, if you will, for just a few minutes. There may be several different places we read. I don't know. We'll just have to see what the Lord has in store for us this evening. But children, I don't know how that God deals with other preachers, and it's really not any of my business, Brother Davis, how God deals with other preachers. What it is how God deals with me.
That's right.
Sometimes He'll give me a message a week in advance. Sometimes He'll give it to me longer than that. But most of the time, Dean Rice, He gives it to me right when I need it. I've wallered and tried to figure out why God would have me preach what I'm going to have to preach this evening. I come in, I walk through the door and say, Lord, there ain't nobody here tonight. There don't seem to be very many. But God's told me this is where we're supposed to go. So here we are. 1 Samuel chapter number 15. We're going to read just one verse that God has laid upon our heart. Verse number 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance nor the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not man, and the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh upon the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh upon the heart. You can be seated. I may read here in a little different place. I don't know. But I will give you a little bit of background about what this little passage of Scripture was talking about. Just the children of Israel had desired
the king. They desire somebody besides God to rule over them in their life. And they went to Samuel, brother, and they asked him to put over us a king. And we want somebody so we can be like the rest of the world, that we can be like these other places and these other countries. We want a king, Samuel. And they told him, and said, well, you told him, and said, now, here's what's going to happen. They're going to take your children, they're going to take your livestock, they're going to take all these things and make them his own. But the people still desire a king.
Amen.
And boy, did they get one.
That's right.
Yes, brother.
They got a man by the name of Saul. The Bible said he was a head and shoulders taller.
That's right.
Said that he looked like a king. And they are all well pleased with old Saul. And they thought that he was going to be the one to do everything that they wanted in their life. But guess what happened? Old Saul wasn't who God, and wouldn't do what God instructed him to do. He, you know what? Old Saul's problem was he got anxious awaiting on the man of God.
Yep.
He went down there, fought with the enemy. God told him to kill all of them, right down to their livestock. And he didn't do it.
Right,
he saved his horses to bring back up there and sacrifice to the Lord. Now God didn't want no sacrifice. He wanted Saul to go down there and do what he told him to do.
Yes. Amen.
Yes,
yes.
Here comes Samuel. Come up to Saul and said, hey, I hear the lowing of sheep. I hear the call of oxen. He said, what have you done down here? Saul,
yeah.
So went as far, brother, to begin to offer up the sacrifice unto the Lord. God ripped the kingdom away from Saul that very day and give it unto another. Now right here, oh, God sent Samuel down to Jesse's house, the Bethlehemite, and he went down there looking for one of Jesse's boys. He said, now Jesse, he said, you bring these boys and let them pass before me that I might look upon them.
Yeah. Come on,
one by one, they come through. God said, no. The very first one that showed up, the helmet on Samuel, said, surely, this man, he's a tall, he looks good, he looks the part, he's everything that we're looking for. But God said, it ain't him. Amen. I refuse him. He said, Samuel, I can see what you can't see. His appearance, not important to people in this day.
Yeah. It is.
How many of you left the house this evening that didn't walk by a mirror and at least look to see if your hair was on, if your shirt and your britches matched, and it's just all right to come down and be seen in public?
Yeah.
I won't ask you to raise your hand, because I don't know. Everybody here.
Amen.
Got ready, got ready. Put the very best that they had on, or at least close to the best, so that they could come out to the house of God. But some has put on more than others.
Yes, come on.
God help us a little while.
Help us more.
There's years and years and years. I learned as a small boy, Davis, my daddy Has it been told you? It's not hard for people to figure out how a Christian is supposed to act.
Supposed to.
There ain't no manners of questions that you can go to today. It's a form and a fashion. They sing a song or two. They have a prayer. A man gets up, speaks a few words, and they tell everybody to go home. And they know that this is what it's supposed to be. Now they go to the house.
Come on.
They know that when you get there, you're supposed to show up with a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Oh, preacher, I'm so happy to be here with Steve down at his side. You know, and God knows, that you had a somewhere better than you wanted to be this evening.
Come on, brother. Come on.
We know at 15 till we're going to make our way up here. Get in them doors. And some of the men of God and some of the women and go back. Get in the prayer room and we'll pray. And we come out and we have service. We crack the leads. We'll hold on to it. With God growing.
Come
on. Beating on our hearts.
Yes.
And God is the one that sees in you. That's not everybody in here.
Amen.
I look back over you this evening. My, what a beautiful congregation. Let's get it before God this evening. Everybody looks good. Everybody looks wonderful this evening. But I can't see the important part of you. Now, I can tell if you're eating. I can tell if you're shoving away. I can tell if it's standing up here looking. I can tell if it's offending you. I can tell. But guess what? I can't still take look down on the inside of you.
Amen.
And tell you that the blind's been applied.
Amen.
Now, look back. But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on his countenance, nor is the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh upon the heart. If you will, if you want to, turn with me over to Jeremiah, chapter number 23. Verse 23, am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any man hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do I not feel the heaven and earth, saith the Lord?
Amen. Yes.
Now, brother, I might fool you. I might fool you. There's several preachers that thought, well, them anxious boys, all right.
Right.
He made profession way back then. Yeah, he got baptized more than most, but it just took him a little longer to get a hold of it.
Come on, brother.
But guess what? They took a look down on the inside of the house and see that they were still an old black, a sin-filled heart. Yeah, no matter how hard I tried to hide from God, no matter how much I tried to turn this thing up, no matter how much I tried to turn over a new leaf, no matter how much I tried to be a Christian, guess what? Without the blood, there'll be no correction to act in your life. Say, preacher, what do you mean by that? What does it mean to be a Christian? What does the Bible say? Said they were first called Christians
were at Antioch. How come? Because they were like Christ.
Yeah.
Christ like.
There'll be no.
Not
even the sinner man has compassion on his own. Even the sinner man loves the children.
Yeah.
Even the sinner can be moved with compassion when they see something that's troubling to them. But guess what? Compassion is not going to save you. Compassion ain't going to help you.
Hello.
It's going to take the blood of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We do our best. Ooh, saved or lost. We do our best when we come to the house of God to pretty things up, don't we? We'll put on our nice little shirts, our pants, and we'll do everything that we can do to build up something. Ooh, thank God. To build up a wall in here that maybe nobody around me might be able to tell that I'm not like the rest of them is. Hey, preacher. Why are you preaching this? Because I'm sick.
Amen, brother. Yes, help yourself.
It ain't me that sits down with the word of God being right.
That's
right. After hunt and pick.
Amen.
It's something that I think it's going to match. I have to depend on Him to serve me.
Amen.
I need God in service.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, we can do nothing except rely on
Him. We dress this thing up the best that we can. But who do we think we're serving? Who do we think we're following?
That's right. Come on.
He said here in Jeremiah, he said, my God at hand.
Yeah.
We're not far off.
That's right. Yeah.
He said, what secret place can you even go to that I'm not God there to?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. David said, though he ascended on the cloud of glory, I believe somewhere there, or he went and descended and made his bed in hell, he said, Lord, thou art bad.
Yes.
What do we think we're doing this evening, Jim? Dear friend, we can't hide from God. Whether it whether it's the need of salvation or whether it's just a need to get back right with God, we can't hide from God what He can only see.
Amen. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I was telling you about this earlier. First time.
Oh, nice.
Me and Brian was talking for church. That first time I met you wonderful people up at Charles Street. Bible says, bless you folks.
Yep.
One to another. Let's go ahead and fast a little while.
Bless
you. I preached. I seemed like I flew in the face. Nobody wouldn't hear. Nobody wouldn't move. Nobody cared. So why should I care? And I stood up. I jolted on God. And I said, I'm not. I say another word. And this man's name again.
Come on, Rob.
Preacher's talking about you. You've done it too.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Oh, yeah.
So they ain't gonna do it. People don't care. Why should we, Lord?
Amen.
If they don't care, why should I care?
That's right. Amen.
Oh, Lord, taught me a lesson. Isn't that right there? He cut me off, Davis. I couldn't feel his spirit. I could be sitting down with his word. I could flip through the pages of that blessed book. And I'd been better off picking up a Sears Roebuck catalog and finding it somewhere out of that.
Yes.
Hello, my brother.
But you know what? I was a church member, didn't I? I had that title of a preacher. I couldn't quit church.
Come on.
So, little sister, guess what I done? Every Sunday morning, I put my best on. I'd put my best pants on. I'd put my preaching boots and my church boots on. And right out there in the house of God, I'd go. Guess what? I didn't set my back in the house, did I? Cause somebody in power, I'm backslid. Right on the front pew. Right where I stayed. That's right where I went back.
Come on. Yes.
Bless you.
What's great?
Stretch them on Jesus.
There it was. Sitting there, hoping nobody noticed that I laid her down. I knew that if Pale Blanks found out that I was having that big of a pity party, I knew I was coming my way, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That old man love him. That old man's gross. That old man don't put up no foolishness. And he was my pastor. And I had it coming, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I tried to hide it.
Yeah.
Didn't get up. Say, son, you got anything? Go ahead, brother. I don't
help you, Sam.
You're right here.
Yeah.
Don't want stuff from you, brother. You jump right in there and do. Go ahead. I can manage enough if somebody asks me to sing. I can get my Bible out, or I can pick up a song book, or flip through that Bible and find a song that I knew. I could get by enough, and I could sing a song. But guess what? The Spirit wasn't in it.
Yes. That's good, brother. Come on.
How could it be? I slammed the door in God's face and said, guess what? I ain't done it anymore. I finished.
Yes.
Oh, oh, God. God. I ain't going to have nothing to do with me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
In the scripture where it said that if you offend the Holy Spirit, he'll take flight.
Yes.
How come we think we can hide from God?
Right.
I don't know if that. I'm sure you know me after a while. No doubt he was able to see. He was able to look down while he's feeding the rescue sheep and see that old stubborn one over there on the side had done stubbed up and decided he wasn't going to eat.
Yeah.
They see me push you away.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? Oh, dirty lamb tonight. This man right here, if you won't take the gospel, he can see you pushing it away.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Now, yes.
I thought I had the deacon board fooled.
Come on.
Had the church people fooled.
Yeah.
I was still in church. I still bring a little boy to church. I still bring that woman back to her. I still take her to church. Making sure we didn't miss a Sunday. Making sure Sunday night I still had it. I had to keep up my charade.
Yes, brother. Preach.
Come on.
You talk about the most miserable human being that has ever been in all my days. I was the most miserable human being that had ever set foot on the face of this earth. I knew what I was supposed to do. I knew what God had called me to do. And I was too stubborn and self-willed to go ahead and say, God, if you want me to preach it, if they reject it, I'll preach it anyway.
I've
cut off children. Cut off. Long story short, Hermosillo Quartet stopped by the church one night. has gone somewhere else and it snowed. And we still had service that cracked it. Daddy was wanting to sing a song. So guess what, Dean? Sure, Dad, I'll play for you. I'm carnal as a bat, but I'll play the guitar for you. I took it before. Jared's been him playing a little bit. Here it comes. Is that right, brother? Is that right,
guy? Help me, brother.
Here it comes.
Yes.
Heard us playing and singing. They come up to me at church. Said, Nathan, ain't singing with us no more. Johnny's not able to do it as much as what we need. Will you help us out? You know what I done? I looked out the baddest number of excuse. I said, brother, let me pray about it.
Yes, that's true, brother.
Then you find yourself when God or somebody else is asking you to do something, your first go-to excuse is, well, let me pray about it.
Yeah.
Hey, preacher, we're supposed to pray about everything. There's a few things, brother, that I know that if I know that I'm supposed to do it, and I do it not unto me, it is sin.
Amen.
Let me pray, buddy. I know I couldn't pray D. Rice. I know. I'm carnal. Bad. I'm pretty sure I'd never tell that on myself. To help you, I'm sure.
Yes,
but I'm ashamed of it. I hear this in you. So let me pray. Let me pray. And I tried. Right, brother, I really did. I tried. Lord, help me figure a way to get out of this.
Yes.
There's something. Right, man. Just keep saying, give it one more chance. Let's try.
Yeah.
Let's go one time. I called Chad Evans. I said, Chad, I don't even know if I can sing when we get there. But if you want me, I'll come try it one time. Said, take good. We got singing this weekend at Charlie's Creek. I said, where in the world's that? He said, it's hard to explain. I'll just take you. So, before we ever got in the house that night, brother, I had to cut loose. I could feel it from the outside. I could feel God's people praising Him. I could hear the sound of joy of being performed off their lips. And guess what? Right then, I realized they had something that I wanted again.
Yes!
I've done that before, brother. I forgot how good it felt. I said, oh, I want some of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we sung a song that night. I believe at first. They were saying, if they see back me, anything. I said, I didn't say that loud, Dean.
Yeah.
In here. I said, yeah. Yeah. Hey, somebody needs something, man. Oh, it's me. I need what I quit on.
Amen. Amen.
Boy, we fell over. First time in a little over a year that I was able to feel the Spirit of God come into my heart.
Amen.
Yes.
You talk about a scene. He writes, it might not have been pretty to you, but what was coming forth had been so hard. It was beautiful in the ears of my Father.
Yes.
Yes.
You might be able to fool everybody in here. This scene.
That's right.
But God knows.
Yes.
This ain't the children.
Yes.
Matthew chapter number 23. The Lord begins talking to the Pharisees. He gets pretty rough with them, Brother Bayless.
Yep.
He calls them hypocrites.
Yep, he does.
Call them whited sepulchers.
Yes.
In other words, whited tombs.
Amen.
The outside is burning. It's white. You've kept it up. But the inside is full of dead men and all uncleanness, it says.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our safety.
Gotta help my brother.
They may not be able to sow in you that might know that God's been speaking to your heart all week, but He does.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
You didn't fool me. Think about it. In the days we live in, think about the people, church people we hear about dropping by the wayside.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
People you've never expected.
Right.
That's
right.
What you say anyway.
Yeah.
Preachers. Falling by the wayside.
Amen.
Lord, I never expected that.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
You might fool us,
yeah.
But God's not your brother, you see.
Yes. Yes.
God sent this little fat boy by your way to tell you
that
faith is something a whole lot better than what you've got this evening.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, preacher, you're preaching the lost or saved. I'm preaching to whosoever will, just like Jesus did.
Amen. Yes.
And it hits you this evening. Get right.
Yes.
If you lay down on God, quit trying to put your best on and come in and get things right.
Yes.
And get in the altar and get that joy and that peace that you've got this evening, children.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because after a while, you'll forget just how good that it feels for God to come by and stir in that heart.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, there ain't nothing no better.
Oh.
Ain't right. Then when God comes by, sees you, just because He loves you, for no other reason than that, just pulls you up.
Amen.
And releases the love on you.
Amen.
And love on you.
Yes.
Puts their big arms of love.
Yes.
Around you and snuggles you close.
Yes.
There's nothing better than that.
You see.
Amen.
Nothing like coming here.
We find ourselves. If we go out to eat, you don't wear old holy breeches that you wear when you go out in the garden, do you?
Come on.
This flesh wants to be dressed up. Flesh.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It's sort of self-changing.
Yeah. It's true.
It does not want anybody knowing its infirmity.
That's right.
And its weakness.
That's right.
Used to. I first started my business. I started with dispatching them trucks. Had some of them boys call me early in the morning. I'm talking 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And they'd say, "Hey, did I get you up?" "No, no. Oh, I'm I was up, bro. I'm here. I'm awake." Flat out loud. God comes by.
He
calls. Oh, I'm awake, Lord. Somebody comes by. Lord, what a good message that was preached last night.
Yeah.
Lord, what a good message. Oh, Lord, what a good service that we had.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, look at what happened. Oh, Lord. And you find yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Yeah. Come on. Just like you said, ain't no wonder the Lord wanted you to tell. Just like you said, brother, when the Lord begins to be talked about, we sort of shy away when everything ain't exactly right between us and God.
That's right.
Right.
You'll find yourself trying to make conversation about something else besides the Lord.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, preacher. I just don't want to be embarrassed. I thought about that a little upset last night. About him enduring the cross. What's the next one? Despising the shame.
Yes.
Can you imagine the shame our Savior must have felt, dear eyes?
Yes.
Having the sin of every wicked man from the beginning to the very end laid upon his back.
Yes.
Can you imagine? It wasn't because they stripped him down. It wasn't because, it was because that cross, it wasn't heavy enough to bear him down like it did. It was the weight of the sin of mankind that was hung on that cross.
That's
so hard to carry.
Amen.
Yes, bro.
But it said he despised the shame.
Yep,
if you despise something, guess what? You don't even care enough about it to give it the time of day.
That's right.
It didn't matter on the cross. He was still going to do what the Father had asked him to do.
Yes.
Why? Why is it that we're ashamed? Well, at least I believe it's over in 1 Corinthians, I believe. When it talks about let me just find it real quick. I'd rather read it to you as to misquote it of this evening. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. I do believe. Maybe 1 Corinthians. I just don't want to lose it and lose you this evening, dear child. Bear with me one moment. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but as is common to man. You might not have the same sins in your life that I've got in mine, but guess what? You have to contend with the same thing that I have to contend with every single day. This old carnal Adam flesh.
Yes.
That's right, brother.
Children, listen, why should it embarrass us to come before Almighty God and get things fixed up?
That's right.
Why should it embarrass me to realize that I'm lost and on my way to hell? Why should it embarrass me to try to do something to stay out of the way? Hey, preacher, I'd come to the altar, but I just don't know what to say. Romans chapter number 8. Likewise, verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts.
Yes.
Whoo.
Yes.
And he that searches the hearts. Knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Big rise. All that big puppeteer as I got, but I cried it all when I got born again. I didn't want to stay. But when this spirit, seen that this old boy was serious about getting things right, guess what happened? The Spirit of God went before him and said, Lord, here he is. He's humbling himself. God, he says this time. God, he wants what he's been desiring all them times before. And Christ Jesus said, go back and fill him with my Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And Charlie's Creek. I didn't know how to ask God to forgive me for stubbing up on you. But guess what? When he saw that my heart was broken, and he saw that I was serious, guess what? Here comes the Spirit to search my heart and see where it was at, to see if it was honest about getting right. And when it was, he came in groanings that I couldn't even utter before Jesus and brought back forgiveness for me.
Yes. Amen.
My goodness, children, we serve a God that is so great and so wonderful. He even fixed it to where I ain't even going to come up with the words. If I'll just show up with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, what is David said, oh God, thou wilt not despise.
Amen.
If I just show up with that thing right, oh, you send the Spirit to go in there and search me, David.
Oh, yes.
And make sure I'm saved. When he sees I am, he'll take my groaning now. I got far
more.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, if it was man that had something to do with this being right, man would expect you to come up with the right words. Not God. He knows they'd be poor little ignorant country boys like me. It ain't got words to say. I still have a hard time getting up before a congregation without the Spirit of God and knowing what to say.
Amen.
Just in opening the service up, I find myself struggling to know what to say right, what to say not to say, what to bring up, what not to bring up. I guess that's why people think I'm peculiar. I want to hit the desk of preaching. That way there ain't nothing in me. Then you're like, said, what slip out? Right. There ain't no flesh that might come out and hinder somebody. Oh, dear child of God, you are a desire that the Spirit would be on you all the time.
Yes,
every moment.
Amen.
Who do we think we're fooling? They're seeing me. I can't look at you and look down in there and see if you've quit.
That's
or
right.
Not. To see if you're lost. I can't do that. I can tell if you're rejecting. You know what? God's helped me to keep my eyes right here on this front bench tonight. I couldn't tell you who this message is going for.
Nice.
I'm glad God worshiped that way.
Yes,
I know who I'm speaking to. But guess what? I know he's calling for you to get to the place that he has for you.
Amen.
He's my brother. It takes us. You know the reason? You know the reason that I've made so many trips and come back with nothing? They searched my heart, Davis.
That's right.
seen. There's still some things that I desire to hold on to more than I desired.
That's right.
That's it, bro.
To let him have it.
Yeah.
I thought that if I got saved, I'd lose every friend that I had.
Oh, I gave the big family.
They ain't going to want to be around the Bible beater. They ain't going to be want to be around you. Because when you get saved, you can't have no fellowship with the works of unrighteousness. Do you realize what Satan will do? He'll give you just enough truth to beguile you just like he did in the beginning.
That's the truth. Amen.
Yeah. He is right. I couldn't have no fellowship with them. I couldn't keep going to places that we still, that we used to go.
That's bad.
I couldn't.
Thank you, God.
Say, hey, Lord, I aren't ready to give that up yet. I don't want to be friendless in this world. Do you know what? I didn't lose one thing.
Oh, that was sad.
Now, God took a habit from me. Several of them, as a matter of fact. God took the desire to be down at the bar room and the pool hall. He took that away. But you know what he done? He came personally to be a friend to me that sticketh closer than a brother. He come personally, Dean Rice, to my life, to be my personal Savior, my God, my friend, my beloved. Boy, look what else he's done. I probably never met David Stone. Never met you, brother. If I'd been lost, I'd never probably got to meet you. Our paths would have never crossed. I've known you from the time I was a baby, but I haven't seen you in a long time. Larry, I've known you all my life too, but I haven't seen you very much because the house of God is not where I wanted to be. Do you know what I've done? He gave me brothers and sisters. He gave me family.
Yes.
He's given me brothers and sisters. I ain't even met yet.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
What are you holding on to tonight that's more important than that feeling that we've preached about all week?
Yeah.
What's more important to you this evening? Playing church? Yeah. Playing Christian? Playing saved?
Amen. That's right.
There's a many off person in the dead age that we live in. Child, listen to me just a minute. Do you realize that Jesus himself, this is words in red,
come on,
that he said that in that day, that many would say, Lord, I've cast out devils. Have you ever cast out a devil?
Come on.
Have you ever had
Come on.
The opportunity to cast out a whole devil? I ain't never looked at somebody and called the devil out of them and cast it away. Have you? He said, there'd be some in that day. He said, Lord, I've cast out devils in my name. He said, Lord, I prophesied.
Right.
In other words, I preached in your name.
That's right.
Serious, man.
Lord, I've done many marvelous works in thy name, Lord.
Come on.
You know what he said, but he would say? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, for I never knew
you.
Yes.
My goodness, children.
Why in the world do you want to try to paint over? Oh, thank you, Lord. Why do you want to try to paint over yourself? See that Monday night that the Lord come by my way? Gave us thing was a stone that was rolled out from the front of the door of this heart.
Yes.
And because of what my Savior done on that third day, because He has the power to get up, guess what? I have the power to be resurrected.
Yes.
That's the newness of life this evening.
Yes.
Born again. A new creature. All things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new for me.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, brother.
All them times I was trying to play church and play Christian before I got born again. All I was doing then was trying to predict the tomb.
Yep.
That's all I've done. Because inwardly, I was full of dead man's bones. I was dead in trespasses and in sin according to the Word of God. Dead. Oh. Is there any in between life and death here on this earth? Even laying comatose, you're still alive.
Yeah.
Your heart's beating. Yeah. You're breathing. You know, a machine may be pumping air into you, but you're still alive.
Yeah.
And if you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah.
Do you think it works any different spiritually, children?
You're
either alive or you're dead.
Yes. Amen.
How many people go in and out of the doors of the house of God Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, revival after revival, time after time, the time that God has given them as you preach to them out, brother, to do great things,
yes,
and get their hearts right.
Amen.
But you know what we do? They walk in and out, to and fro, and they will not humble themselves to the place that God will make them alive again.
Yes,
amen.
God,
people don't preach about walking again. People don't preach about backsliding anymore.
Come on, brother.
Don't worry, I ain't going into no doctrine. But you're either all or nothing. You're either on fire, you've either got the Spirit of leading and guiding you, or you don't.
That's
it.
Amen.
That's true.
You're alive.
Yes.
Or you're dead.
Yeah.
Spiritually speaking.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
And there's only one that can bring life and give life. And that's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The one we've preached about.
Yeah.
All week long.
Amen. Amen.
It's Him.
Yeah.
What will you have this evening?
Yeah.
In one place. I can't remember. I believe I read it. Christian, choose you this day whom you'll serve.
That's right.
What told Joshua? Are you going to choose life today? Or are you going to choose death? Say to a friend, if you're sitting here under the sound of my voice, tonight, are you going to choose life? Or are you going to choose death?
Yeah.
You're backslidden child of God this evening. What are you going to choose? You going to choose life? Or are you going to choose death?
That's right.
Yeah.
What do you want? It's up to you. I could have been, Lordy, it makes me sick to my stomach to think about the time that I wasted them years after I got born again.
Yeah.
And I started preaching that I just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people could I have reached, Brian? How many people not through just my preaching, but just my everyday living. Just the light of Christ shining through me. I let somebody see that there is a better way. How many people did I let down because I would not choose life that day?
Amen, brother.
How many people is God putting back in my life day after day after day? That you're choosing death instead of life. You're choosing to be spiritually dead. I'm trying to quit being
dead.
How many people is passing your way that's desiring to leave a little nightlight there to house? One of them ones that's up on the pole, you know. It's went on the blink for the last couple of weeks. It'll come on, stay a few minutes, and then the wind will blow or something will happen, it'll go off. You'd realize, after being able to have all that light, brother, it lit up Mom and Daddy's house. It lit up part of my garden. It lit up the pasture. Lit up my house. Boy, it's a mighty sad, dark, lonesome place when I top that little hill there on Lance's Creek. And that light's out. And there ain't nothing there. All you see is darkness. There's so many. People's got used to the church having a light. People's got used to the church world being a light. Yeah. What's going to happen when your light goes out and they come by your way and they think, my, how dark is this darkness?
That's right. Amen, brother. Amen.
I think, oh my, if they can't make it, you know what Satan will do? He'll come back straight. Oh, Mark Carter, he'll come up and sit on his shoulder. Oh, and he'll say, guess what? They were a lot stronger than you ever was. They were a lot stronger than you ever could be. And look what's happened to them. Look what their life's doing. Look where they're at right now.
Yes.
And Satan desires nothing else. Nothing no matter tickles him than to find one of God's children. And to make sure that the light gets snuffed out.
Yeah.
Say, preacher, what does that mean? When the light's out, that means spiritually you are dead.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Say, preacher, God saved me, and I'm saved to the uttermost. Absolutely. The Bible even said that we're sealed unto the day of redemption. But he also says, Solomon said, the way of a transgressor is hard. The only reason that there's trouble in a lot of the church's lives, the church people's lives that you see now, is because their light went out and they're walking in the rough way instead of walking in the good way. Used to, when that little light was burning over there, I didn't have to have a flashlight. I could get them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I could leave my little house there, walk right through my yard, right across the road, and go to my daddy's house. No problem. But now that the light's out, you better get a flashlight. I've got some dogs around there that likes to dig holes, and you'll fall and break your neck in there.
Nice and rough, but
do you want people when they see you to see a light, or do you want to see darkness? Do you want to be alive, or do you want to be dead? You'll fight with everything in you, every tooth, every nail, spend every dime you've got to keep one more minute here on this earth.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
I don't know, preacher. You let the doctor give you the long face and you see what happens. They'll give everything you can get your hands on to make sure you can get one more minute of life. But even at the best, you've only got the days that God numbered for you.
That's the truth. Amen, brother. Amen.
And then this in here is going to take over for this right here. Yeah. Face down.
That's right.
Dear, dear people of God, listen, hear me. In the day in which we live in, we claim, we come to church, we beg people to pray for our lost objects, we beg people to pray for this, we beg people to pray for that. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, God.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a joy for me that I can carry the
Lord.
It is. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I've got the utmost confidence in my brothers right here. I do love each one of them equally. Oh, and consider myself the lowest among any sitting in here tonight. But I'm not going to take a chance on my young looking and seeing your life. I'm going to make sure he sees Daddy's life.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to take a chance on him not understanding. He might not understand that troubles come. He gets people down sometimes and their lights go out. He might not understand that, Dean. He might not understand that you went through what you went through with, or you went through some great trial, or that you went through some great sickness and your lights got dim. He might not understand that.
True.
I want to make sure that Daddy keeps his life up.
Amen.
From down there at Walnut Creek, I'm going to make sure that Michael Banks keeps the light on.
Yes.
From there over in Jersey County, I'm going to make sure that I keep my light on, that anybody that might be passing by might have what right that they can walk by.
Yes.
Amen.
What are you going to choose this night?
Hey,
what do you want? You want life? Do you want to feel the way you did? You know what drives me crazy? Lord have mercy. You know what drives me crazy? People like myself sometimes that whenever we get down and out and discouraged, oh, woe is me. Woe is me.
Yeah.
Look at where I'm at. Look at what's happened. Look at what happened in my life.
Amen.
I get down and I get to whining and I get to crying and I get to begging for everybody else to pray for me, for everybody else to help me, for everybody else to pick me up. But I won't even take one moment to humble my heart enough to say, God, you brought the message to me. God, you showed me where I'm at.
Yeah.
God, here I am. I ask him for you to bring life back.
Yeah,
when I find myself, I ain't talking about you make me sick. When I find myself
right
in that situation,
yeah,
it makes me sick, Dave.
Yeah,
because look at how good he was. He bore the cross, despised the shame, done everything that was needed to be done to make sure that this old boy got salvation. What do you choose this night? What do you want? Let us stand. Now, I usually don't do this, but I'm going to make an altar call this evening. I usually leave it up to the pastor, but God's dealing with my heart. I want you to bow your head just a second. I want you to look around. This is not been preached for your labor. This has not been preached just for your pastor or the other people, the deacon board, the singing leader, the choir. This has been preached to you this evening. What are you going to do with it? Hey, preacher, there's no way I'm going to come up there tonight after what you preached. I can stand up here and ask you and beg you. But guess what? The Holy Ghost has done tugged on your heart,
yes,
and done more for you than I ever could.
That's right.
What do you choose today? Do you choose life this evening? Dear church member, that's been walking that guilty distance this evening? Do you want to get back to the place that you was when you first accepted Christ?
Yeah.
People say, oh, now that I'm older, I've been in this way a while, things are a little different. Things are the same. He said, I am the Lord thy God. I change not.
Yes.
He said, I change not. I can have the exact same joy, the exact same feeling that I had that Monday night, each and every day of my life, growing around the longer, if I'll just come to Him and say, God, here am I. Do with me as you will.
Yes, Robert.
Hey, people getting help to singing. But don't pay attention to them. Listen to the call that God's given to you. Why was it the Lord sent a message to the prophet that day and said, oh, why will he die? Sent word to the old man of God and said, why will he die? Why? Why will you live in the shape that you're in this evening? Whether it be lost or whether it just be cold and indifferent. Why do you want to live that way?
Amen.
There's a better way.
Oh, yes.
There's joy unspeakable and full of glory. As one old writer said, from the wells of salvation, He draws daily.
Yes.
Guess what? I can go in every day, Brian, and give a drink of that living water and refresh my soul every day.
Yes.
Amen. I ain't got to wait for Sunday. I ain't got to wait for Wednesday. Thank God I ain't got to wait for revival time.
Amen.
Why will you spend one more moment in the place that you're in?
Lord God.
Boy, when I finally got to the place, when I finally got to that place, Dean Rice, when I seen everybody else rejoicing, praising God, feeling good in the Lord. And I got sick of not having that.
Yeah.
Boy, you know what? When I got serious with God, He got serious with me.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
These 10-cent prayers right before we go to bed ain't going to get it done.
No.
Fighting sleep so hard that you can't hardly stand it. And it's laying in your bed. I'm barely getting one word out from another. A child of God, when you get serious, if you ain't serious this evening, guess what? You can be.
Yes.
Because if you've ever tasted, you'll not want to ever do without it again.
That's right.
You might give it up for a little while. You might get rid of it for a little while. But boy, there'll be a hunger deep down in here. The Cracker Barrel can't fit it up. Steakhouse can't fit it up. Can't go to Harbor Inn and fit it. Oh, but all it takes is just coming before Him and asking God to give you one more spoon.
Yes.
One more time.
Yes.
Lord, give me a feed again. Lord, let me feed you again. Lord, let me feed you one more time.
Yes.
So, preacher, everybody's out of the altar. God ain't told me to shut it down yet. Why do we stay in the shape that we stay in? It's because the flesh talks us into faith. The Bible said, I was going to read it to you in your hearing tonight. But the Bible said that the heart of man is desperately wicked.
Oh,
who can know it?
Yes.
Desperately, I read to you tonight, who searcheth the hearts.
Yes.
He said over just a few chapters back in Jeremiah, He said, I am the Lord thy God.
Oh, yes.
He said, I and he that searcheth the heart. I am he that trieth the reins.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yes, he does.
He knows.
Yes.
Whether we want to try to keep playing or not.
That's right.
He knows.
Yes.
It's up to you tonight.
Amen.
I've delivered my heart tonight,
brother. Amen. Praise God. Amen.